Welcome to Cavaleyos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, January 28, 2018. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. Her sermon today is entitled, Called. The Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, and the New Testament lesson is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 7 and verse 27.
Moses. If you had to name like the top five heroes in the Bible, Moses might make the list. Jesus makes the list, King David makes the list, but Moses makes the list. Even people who have never read the Bible know who Moses is. And when you picture Moses, for some of you, that visual image looks a whole lot like Charles Heston. Right? Maybe for you know, he's bearded and he's robed and he's got this big staff and this big voice, kind of like Scott Newman's voice who read for us this morning, right? But I want to challenge that because I think that image of Moses makes Moses look like an unattainable role model. And looking back at Scripture, here at the beginning when Moses was called, he didn't look all that special. He was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, which means that Moses himself was not a priest. He wasn't an educated man. He's the son-in-law of a priest. And he's out doing really basic and ordinary work, watching the sheep. This is not a highly skilled position. It's important, but it doesn't take a lot of brains, and it doesn't take a lot of skill. And so Moses, at the beginning of his call, he's not looking for a leadership role. He's not running for office or student council. He didn't look for upward mobility. He's minding his own business. He's watching the sheep. And this is the man that God chooses to speak to and call into leadership? Even Moses himself, when God calls, goes, who, me? Are you sure you have the right person? Later on in this chapter, he goes on to say, I don't speak well. We don't know if that meant he had a stutter or a speech impediment, or he was just one of those people that words tripped over in his mouth. He gives God all kinds of excuses to say, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? You all were pretty quick to come up with excuses for when God calls. I'm too tired. I've done that already. Let somebody else do it. And I think we are more like this side of Moses than the I'm descending from the mountain with my Ten Commandments side of Moses. Because we have sometimes done the disservice of looking back in time and making Moses to be bigger than he was. Because here at the beginning, all he gets is some unusual sight of a burning bush that doesn't get burned up, a sense that God is calling him by name, and God saying, I will be with you. And Moses agrees to this call. Even though God did not give him the 5-year strategic plan, even though God did not give him a printed out job description or an IKEA instruction manual, right? He follows because his role as a leader starts here. So even though he didn't get the grand plan, he did get a few things. He did get a sign. He got the sign that something was going on that was a little out of the ordinary. And Moses was paying attention. He had his eyes open to see it. Moses indeed had his ears open as well. and he was able to listen to God. And probably most important is, even though he was scared and reluctant, he trusted God's plans that were larger than his own. I think in all of that, Moses went through a process of discernment. And that process ended up getting repeated as he kept running into different obstacles, having different conversations with Pharaoh, and he had to do it over again to pay attention, to keep listening to God, and to keep trusting that God's plans were larger than his own. Today we get to ordain and install officers of the church. And when the nominating committee members called, some people did say, no, we're not right now. But in the end, there were people who said, yes, here I am. I'm listening. And I'm trusting that God's plans are larger than my own. The role of the leaders in the church are not to just fill roles or sit in chairs around a table. Their role is the ongoing discernment of God's will for this community. Their role is not to come with their own agenda and say, here's what I think needs to happen, but to look at what God's purposes are for all of us. We don't have the grand plan for 2018. We have some directions, but we don't have a grand plan. But I have to say, I was encouraged in reading our annual report, because the leaders who started a year ago, in the beginning of 2017, they had their calling, but they didn't have a grand plan either. But over the year, as committees worked together, as conversations happened, and we stepped forward in ministry and in mission, things started to happen. The mission committee decided to donate thousands of dollars to fire relief when we watched the needs of our neighbors in Santa Rosa. Dave Standifer said, sure, I'll ride my bicycle for 5 days and raise money for hunger. Folks went to Vallejo together and learned about what it means to minister directly to the needs of the homeless and the poorest of the poor in our communities. The personnel committee didn't know that this would be Julia's last year, and they stepped up and did interviews and found and invited Betsy Zampa and Steve Zimmerman to join us on staff. And I have to say, they are both godsends to us. The deacons have come alongside some of our members who are lonely and depressed. And I saw this church at its best in loving Sherry Ledford in her final weeks and continuing to care for her and for her brother. It all happened step by step by step. It happened as those incidences and those opportunities to follow God came up. It happened because leaders trusted God along the way and said yes to taking the first step. And so I'm grateful for the folks who have said yes to step forward and be leaders in 2018, who will be discerning God's will for how we might be church responding in faithfulness here in Vallejo, in this place, and at this time. For God continues to call us, not just the leaders, but all of us. And our call is to respond to the cries of the need of help. For God cares about those who are hurting. And so in 2018, as we discern and we listen to the cries of the city of Vallejo, as we hear the cries of the lonely, as we hear the cries of children across the street at Stephan Manor who are sometimes cold and sometimes hungry and sometimes just incredibly distracted in the classroom. And we ask, who does God send? We know the answer. God sends us, Community Presbyterian Church. May we then have the courage to step forward in faith in 2018 and say, here we are, Lord. Use us. Thanks be to God.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.